look at me. As a young woman, my sense of duty remained as strict and rigid as it had been when I was a girl, but it had changed its focus. My husband and my children became the center of my life, and their needs were my new duty. I am afraid now that I approached this new obligation much as I had my childhood duties. I was still timid, still afraid of doing something wrong, of making mistakes, of not living up to the standards required by my mother-in-law, of failing to do what was expected of me. As a result, I was so hidebound by duty that I became too critical, too much of a disciplinarian. I was so concerned with bringing up my children properly that I was not wise enough just to love them. Now, looking back, I think I would rather spoil a child a little and have more fun. It was not until I reached middle age that I had the courage to develop interests of my own outside of my duties to my family. In the beginning, it seems to me now, I had no goal beyond the interests themselves in learning about people and conditions and the world outside our own United States. Almost at once, I began to discover that interest leads to interest. Knowledge leads to more knowledge. The capacity for understanding grows with the effort to understand. From that time on, though, I have had many problems.